This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans wonder why civilians were not taken out of Afghanistan before the military left the country, President Biden on Sunday said the chaos was unavoidable.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television. It's just a fact. But we have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is flabbergasted on Fox News on how Biden's leadership made such a blunder that is costing lives.
You remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision.
Biden says the evacuations may exceed the 31 August deadline. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After months of constant price increases, the cost of gasoline has fallen 3 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.14 a gallon. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
That $3.14 a gallon is a penny lower than a month ago, but 96 cents higher than last year at this time. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the other good news is that if you can hold off, you'll find even lower prices over the next few days.
Gas prices could drop another 5 to 8 cents a gallon in the week ahead due to the decline in the price of oil witnessed over the last 2 weeks. Wholesale gas prices now in some areas stand 25 cents a gallon lower than their peak just several weeks ago.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Monday Night Football will be played tonight in New Orleans as the Saints host Jacksonville at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As President Biden is hinting the United States may stay in Afghanistan past the August 31st deadline to get our people out, the Taliban told Reuters hours ago, absolutely not. Americans must be out by the 31st of August. Former Defense Intelligence Officer Alex Plitzis tells Fox News what he knows at this time in Afghanistan.
It's extremely messy, as you can imagine, just given the rapid nature of the collapse. The situation at the airport itself is pretty dire. So the airfield itself, it's still nearly impossible to access for a lot of folks. Our men and women in uniform are doing a tremendous job providing security and taking care of the folks who are there. And the diplomats on the ground, once again, are also ensuring that everyone is able to have their paperwork processed and be able to get out. They're really doing great work. So a group of veterans and also former other government officials from other government institutions. Yes, we've kind of banded together. It's sort of almost a natural role. I know that may not sound that may not sound normal to people who are listening. But if you think about it, we've been at war for about 20 years. So we have, you know, a network of folks who have been in country, you know, for random, you know, periods over those 20 years who have people who trust them. We have experience kind of navigating government bureaucracy. So we're sort of acting as a force multiplier, per se, in terms of helping to get people information and then being able to bring them to the right folks to help extricate them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, checking the time right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, aloha. And we've got Phil Hotzenpiller, founder, president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, you sent me a picture of where you are, overlooking, looks like a body of water, and I see the American flag, long may it wave. Where are you hanging out?
Well, you know, I'm in, we just had the reopen American tour in Rapids.
Oh, yes.
Went up north to Mackinac Island, so I'm sitting on the longest beach in the world. It's 660 feet long. How about that one?
Wow, very cool.
Well, and it's draped with probably 20 large American flags. So patriotism is alive and well in at least this spot in Michigan.
Well, and I got to tell you, Phil, you know, I just came cross country, hop, skip, and a jump. Hawaii, you're going to see the daughter unit and the grandkids. Can't wait to hug their necks, as you and Tammy know about all that stuff. There's something about kids, you know, grandkids. They are luring magnets, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, yeah, and
just,
the deal is...
Well, grandchildren are just better people. Let's just be honest.
Yes, you're right. And the thing is that... And I guess because we have grandchildren, and for Americans who have grandchildren, this is what's so disturbing about where we find ourselves in America today, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I can't even begin to tell you some of the things. One nurse in our church, she actually has a PhD in medicine and a nursing degree, and she's over 3 schools in Orange County, and she is told that any child that comes with an upset stomach, with a fever, is automatically classified as COVID and sent home. She's getting about 120 phone calls a day from parents complaining. She said they don't have COVID, but I'm mandated to call it COVID. And that's the kind of that. These aren't conspiracy things. These are real life people that have jobs, that are trying to do their best, that are professionals in every sense of the way, and yet they're being censored, controlled, and silenced.
You see, and all this is contributing to you can call it and put it under the big umbrella of vaccine hesitancy, because we're being treated like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed manure here. And even to this moment, you know, that's that kind of narrative that it's obvious. It's such an obvious ploy to keep us all feared, blind, boxed, and begging, Phil.
Well, and how about Europe? Europe came out, I think it was Friday, with a report, and they said it was a vaccine warning because over 20,000 people have died from the vaccine, directly contributed, and 1.9 have incurred serious injuries. Now, that's the warning, and they list, you know, 3 of the major, you know, vaccines. So this is not safe, and at the same time, Pfizer came out this morning and said it has FDA approval, and it's one of the ones that's being warned about from the European Union. So we have clear culpability, I think, on the part of the United States government with the FDA and with Pfizer on these drugs.
Phil, as a senior pastor of Influence Church, you and I had a soft conversation about this. We didn't get in detail, but I'm sure you're being asked by some of the faithful there that are saying, hey, look, I understand every one of the vaccines have been involved with aborted fetal tissue. And this aborted fetus evidently was from 1972. They even have the name, which was even before Roe v. Wade was put into law. Illegally still, but nonetheless, it's in operation. And but the fetal tissue was utilized from this aborted baby, and for that reason, I cannot participate out of conscience, right, Phil. And I imagine there's more people that understand this. And I got to tell you, initially, I was a bit ignorant because I thought Johnson & Johnson was the only one that didn't involve the aborted fetal tissue. But then a dear friend of mine, Dr. John Zemerick out of stream.org said, Bill, no, all three, you need to look. And, and again, this is the idea that we need to re-embrace in this country is the idea of critical thinking and critical questions. It's not that any one of us has all the goods and we know all, and we're here, but we're pursuing the truth in your interest and everybody's interest. We don't have an agenda to grind here. I'm not looking to put anybody under my thumb and like I'm some sort of Svengali of, oh, you listen to Bill Martinez show, you're going to come under some sort of trance here. If there's a trance to be gotten under, it's one that is a transfer liberty and transfer God-given freedom and our Constitution and Declaration of Independence that our founding fathers presented to us that are right now under threat in this current era.
Oh, exactly. And, keep in mind that let's just use the number 50%. I don't know what the accurate number is. 50% of the people believe that abortion should be legal. So I'm going to assume that 50% of the people think that fetal tissue is fair game for research. And so we lost 50% of the people. Then you've probably got another 20-25% say, well, what difference does it make? It's already, that baby's already dead, and they don't want to call it a baby, but they want to call it fetal tissue. And, right, it's just cloned over and over again. And, so you can understand where people come to the place, well, what difference does it really make? And I just had to fill out a form for one college student, went on a full ride baseball scholarship. And he was doing a religious exemption, but then he had to go back and justify it. He had to have three interviews to justify why it was. And, we kind of helped him kind of navigate through that. I said, number one, creating the image of God, and you don't put experimental drugs in your system that right, are not proven and where the drug makers have no liability whatsoever. So this is really their testing lab. Human beings are their testing lab.
Oh, because we're lab rats here.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the second point is just what we just talked about with, coming from an aborted baby. So those are two big reasons for me. And a lot of people, they don't think about, where's the point of no return? Where do you go to the place to where you say, wow, this is just, nothing really matters anymore. There are no ethics in science whatsoever.
Exactly.
Because we pushed that envelope really hard in 1945 when we dropped the bomb. And we said, our science is so good, we can end this war now. So, and I'm not here to debate the ethics of that one or not, but it did push our ethics
no question
in how we destroy people.
No question whatsoever. And, I mean, talking about what happened, in this whole process with Planned Parenthood and how it and our mindset right now, David DeLeiden catches Planned Parenthood, as you'll recall, years ago, catches them on video selling baby parts. Well, selling baby parts is against the law, right? Or at least it was supposed to be. And he catches them. I mean, they're there talking about getting a Lamborghini and how they make sure that when they abort the child, they have to preserve certain aspects of the child to, get more money for it, to, protect the certain organs and all that sort of thing. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And so what happens is Planned Parenthood, these people that were on tape, nothing happened. They didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
David DeLeiden goes to jail. I mean, how insane is this? This is how upside down this world in which we live in. And like you said, this is very dangerous because the disrespect of human life at its very essence is compromised. And then we wonder why, you know, we have all these murders and all these suicides that are taking place. You know, you and I have been talking about it, you know, for a long time, Phil. I think ever since we first met, we have seen this slippery slide and this trajectory that we're on. It's it's just very painful. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be His Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, Phil Hotzenpiller. I love this song from Danny Gokey. I mean, it reminds us that, look, at God's in charge. And, you know, his promises are yes and amen. He's unchanging, same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, right now in this tussle that we're in, he doesn't want us to lose our peace. And it's a grand opportunity for people of faith to be that example, to be that shining light to others. You know, I love it when people say, hey, wait a minute, everybody else is losing their head and you're kind of like hanging in there. I said, well, you didn't see me 5 minutes ago, but okay, I'm glad you're seeing a difference. They go, well, what do you have? And I said, I believe God. I believe God. I pray every day. And again, everybody's doing, you know, approaching their own spirituality. And I'm not trying to be holier than thou. I am only offering, this is the Bill Martinez testimony. Ever since, and even more so when this thing, you know, came out, I started, you know, using reason. I fortified my immune system. I talked to, you know, doctors, my own doctor, said, okay, what can I do? And because here I am, I am a bit immunocompromised. I've dealt with cancer. I don't have my appendix. I don't have tonsils. So, you know, I should be an easy target for this disease. But the thing is, from a spiritual standpoint, you know, I have Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus died. He went to the cross. He rose from the dead to save us from sin and death. And, you know, when you think about that, you have such assurance, Phil, that this stuff is not going to, you know, it's not going to make you fearful in spite of all the propaganda that the government will want to give you. Because, you know, critical thinking and reasoning tells you that we're not getting the whole truth, that they've lied about this from the very beginning. And this is why there's hesitancy. Regardless, you know, even though, you know, like in this case, they're thinking, okay, now that, you know, Pfizer has been FDA approved, that this is going to lighten up on the hesitancy. Well, the fact of the matter is that, you know, in much the same way we're talking about abortion, you know, that was supposed to be, you know, rare and safe and all that, women are still dying on abortion tables, and they do everything they can to tap that down and to hold back, you know, the truth and the whole truth. But you can't, because anecdotally, people, you know, families, real live American families are going through this experience and saying, hey, what the CDC, what Dr. Fauci is saying is not squaring up with our experience, our real life experience. I mean, right now, as you said, we've really turned ourselves into human lab rats at the behest of the scientific community.
Things come to mind. I mentioned this on our break, but the European Union just released data on Friday saying it was a warning, and it said 20,000 plus have died from the vaccine, directly attributable. It's not, you know, it's not maybe, and then 1.9 million have had serious injuries from the vaccine. They warning, and all of them are the three major ones, including Pfizer. And so that's first thing that comes. Another thing I ask, science is so important, medicine is so good. What's the third largest cause of death in America? Do you know, Bill?
You know, I just saw the rundown on it.
It's actually medical malpractice in hospitals in America.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Third largest cause of death.
Unbelievable.
So in other words, you might be safer not going. That's what kind of what the stats would say. Mm-hmm. And yet we always, science has never been, like a hard and fast fact in any mm-hmm. any period in time. And that's why yes. people say, well, I trust the science. No, I don't ever trust the science. I value science. I value yes. doctors. I value nurses and medical personnel and researchers, but I don't trust them.
Exactly. No.
Right?
No, you're.
And I'm going to do my own research.
Right.
My mother was diagnosed with lupus, lived miserably for 6 years until she went to a different doctor and said, you don't have lupus. It's a combination of medicines got you. I took them off. All of her lupus went away. She never had
lupus. Wow. Wow. Yeah. You see, and that's why they call it a practice, don't they?
They do. I'd like to have practice preaching.
You think God would let you get away with that?
Well, I'm sure some of my sermons have sounded like practice, Bill, and all.
No, I
don't want to be too hard on this one.
No, yeah, but you're exactly right. You see, the thing is about science, again, we misunderstand it. And this is, you know, the deifying of science is very dangerous. And that includes Dr. Fauci and others, because like you said, we just it's like they're giving us a prescription. And the thing is, if you followed all the prescriptions, you're all over the place. You know, maybe one minute you're dealing with cancer, next lupus, next, you know, you've got some psychotic reaction or whatever, you know. But the idea of science is that they constantly are in search of the truth. They never arrive there because good scientists are always asking the critical questions. And we should follow that model as citizens of this country, because unlike any other country, and especially, you know, ones that the Taliban are taking over right now, we can still ask questions. Well, for, you know, maybe less, I mean, compared to what we've been going through here recently.
Here's a fresher example. My daughter has a one-year-old. She was going to a pediatrician. The pediatrician said in a course of 2 weeks she had three different problems, and, you know, physical problems. And, oh, it could be this and this and this, and this is probably what it is. Oh, no, it's this. And then she changed doctors, and the doctor said, she don't have any of these. She's fine. And I said, well, there's either bad doctors or she was cured of three diseases in 1 week. So either way, wow. I'm glad for the outcome. So this is real-life stuff that's happening mm-hmm. that I can put my finger on and go, I see it playing out every day of my life in the lives of our people. And you know, we are in a battle. I did an interview with a major newspaper that you would know, and amazingly, how I said in the beginning, I don't expect fair treatment because you come with a perspective. And every question I ask this person, they refuse to answer. I said, no, I'm doing the interview. I don't answer questions. And I said, well, I've done interviews on CNN and Fox, and all of them answer questions when I ask them. So you just must be maybe a third-rate journalist, because they all let me talk. They all let me dial.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's amazing. We're trying to be form-fitted, no doubt. I finally found that the deal I was looking at this morning when you talked about the causes of death. The number one cause of death is heart disease, 1 in 6 people. Dying of cancer, 1 in 7. Dying of all preventable causes of death, it was number 3, 1 in 24. Maybe that's where they put in malpractice, I guess. Dying of chronic lower respiratory disease, 1 in 27. Dying of suicide, 1 in 88. Dying of opioid overdose, 1 in 92. Anyway, it had it all listed. It's amazing, but it gives you perspective. It says being hospitalized due to COVID-19 and being fully vaccinated, it's 1 in 31,000. Dying of COVID-19 fully vaccinated is 1 in 137, almost 138,000. So it was interesting to look at these. It puts things into perspective. And again, we find ourselves where Donald Trump was mostly right when he said, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And boy, that genie's out of the bottle, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, you know, one thing that I really was asked the question, if you couldn't travel and go to any sports events, et cetera, unless you got the vaccine, what would you do? What's your answer, Bill?
Good question. I'm kind of doing that now, except I'm traveling a little bit. But for the most part, we've been locked down. And I just, you know, I find myself reading, you know, reading more, more family time, you know, exercising.
Well, you know, I actually came to the conclusion that I will give up all travel on an airplane. Uh-huh. I will give up all events. I've lived a pretty good life. You know, I can't speak for anybody but me, but I would do it because I am that convinced that this is a bad move on the part of humanity. But here's what I said 2 weeks ago in my message. I said, listen, this is not about the mask or about the vaccine. This is about freedom of choice.
Yes.
This is about the American liberty. If we do not give Americans the freedom to be free and make choices about their own health care, you know, my body, my choice, that only applies to abortion, apparently, because it's my body, isn't it my choice? And so, you know, so that's kind of the world we're living in. And it's a divided world. There's no doubt about it.
Well, liberty demands courage, just like it did in our founding. I mean, you think about the courage it took to take on the number one military force in the world at the time. And you got a bunch of farmers with pitchforks, you know, going up against this military. An incredible success story. But that is our founding, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans wonder why civilians were not taken out of Afghanistan before the military left the country, President Biden on Sunday said the chaos was unavoidable.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television. It's just a fact. But we have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is flabbergasted on Fox News on how Biden's leadership made such a blunder that is costing lives.
You remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision.
Biden says the evacuations may exceed the 31 August deadline. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and our next guest, you'll know him immediately from his voice. It's so distinguishable, Don Schenk, with the title Global Ministry, has been doing a lot of work over the years in Afghanistan. He's the director and has a whole new perspective that nobody is talking about. Don Schenk, boy, good to be talking to you again. This is good. We just talked face-to-face in Dallas, and when they said that you were available and we could talk about Afghanistan, I go, in a heartbeat, are you kidding me? Let's get Don on the phone here.
Absolutely. Pleasure to share with you, Bill.
Yes. Yeah, it was such good fun, and appreciate seeing you again. But you know,
yeah,
as you were saying,
circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather not be talking about what we have to talk about in terms of, you know, I do want to talk about it because we need to be people of action, and we need our faith to flow over into Afghanistan.
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah, and the thing is, Don, is that as painful as it is, we need to be reminded of two things. Is that pain abounds. It's there. All the stressors of life, things that we don't understand. But as people who have been given so much by God, it's our responsibility you know, to pay it forward. But we need to be aware of these things. You know, the Thai Global Ministry, you know, your team has made such an incredible impact around the world. And you do it below the radar for obvious reasons. You know, you have to protect right. other Christians, especially right now in Afghanistan with the Taliban ripping through. Are you kidding me? You know, one of their first targets is going to be the eradication of all these, you know, Christian churches that are happening in homes throughout Afghanistan as that country is being turned on its head.
Right. And, you know, I wish I could say with certainty that some of the people we're working with that I know that they're safe. I know where they are. I know what I cannot tell you that. And we won't try to contact them. And we don't want them to try to contact us right now. We don't want anything that's going to identify,
yes.
potentially help to identify them. But what is inspiring is that, you know, we hear so much, we see in the media, people even trying to hang on to an airplane to get out of Afghanistan. And it's true, there are so many that want to get out. But there are a lot of believers whose hearts have been changed. They know the one true God, a yeah. God who loves them and cares for them. And they want to change the hearts of their fellow countrymen in Afghanistan. They love their country. They'd rather change, and they'll risk death to share the gospel there.
Amen. Well, their culture is so important, and this is part of the consideration. It's not, hey, let's just lift thousands of people, let's have them migrate to a whole new country, a whole new culture, trying to assimilate and everything, learn the language, all that, as opposed to what can we do closer to home, if not home, to where, you know, they can maintain their culture, their language, and, you know, that I think is more optimum as opposed to, hey, let's just do a quick fix to it. Let's get them on planes and let's move them out. The other thing, Don, when you mentioned about people hanging onto the plane, you know, and this is a, and I don't mean to minimize this because it was heartbreaking to watch people, the desperation that they had. But put it in the context of spiritual desperation. If you had that spiritual desperation to hold on to the garment of Jesus with all your might, you know, what would that do? I mean, at least there's an eternal future. And this is what, you know, this is what the Afghanis have realized, is that Christianity is redemptive. And it is so unique because it offers and provides redemption. And this isn't something that people think, oh, well, you know, somewhere down the road, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I mean, the stories that you tell, the real life stories of people going through the redemptive process, and that's organic, and that's why so many people are coming to Christianity, right?
Right. You know, you look at these countries, and it is just amazing the spiritual growth and the number of people turning to Christ in countries where you think, how can that happen in a country where it almost means a death sentence?
Exactly.
And it's like people realize, as I mentioned, that there's a God who loves them and values them, that there's a true God. When they learned the truth, you know, in Afghanistan, those people, they're more than just believers who want to get out. There's a lot of people who want to get out simply because they fear for their lives, because there's a regime coming in that will not tolerate anything that disagrees with them.
Mm.
So it's broader than just believers in Afghanistan who we need to support and pray for. And we need to keep giving them the gospel to help them to be able to realize the truth. A freedom of the heart that supersedes any kind of a restriction or boundary that man can put on.
And I hope that if there's any way possible that they could be encouraged to, you know, for what they're going through. I mean, their martyrdom, their belief in the faith is so total that here in the West, you know, if we don't get the right sermon, or if the people aren't, you know, praising, doing the right praise song or whatever, we get irritated. And here these people are putting it all on the line in much the same way that the first church in Acts, what they went through, the persecution, the martyrdom, you know, being impaled on poles and lit up to light up the driveway, you know, to the king's, residence. I mean, this is, you know, it really calls into question our own commitment where we are right now. But in the grand scheme of things, God is in control, and all this is being, and I keep reminding people that for this time, we have to line up. We really have to be in communication with God and be about His work. What is God, you know, God's doing something right now, like you said, in all the, whether we're talking Afghanistan, other areas in China, for example, you know, the underground homes there that are sharing the gospel. I mean, the stories that we hear back and many that you share, you know, through the ministry, Don, are, you know, quite encouraging. And it really challenges the rest of us to say, okay, what can we do, you know, to support and come alongside? Because this is by, clearly, it's by, you know, it's interesting because you've got political forces and you've got governmental forces that are, you know, thinking they're in control, and God is laughing because this is all playing into God's hands, because God ultimately, he gets the last answer, and all this is working together for good, right?
Yeah, right. And I believe that God had us there, opened the door for us to be working with on the ground partners sharing the gospel. And right now we need to continue getting those radio waves going in from outside. Because for some, you know, they might be identified as Christian because they have a Bible in their home, or there's something else that is causing them, you know, pointing out their faith. But nobody can stop them from listening to the radio and that helping to encourage them. And another thought that I want to share here is the realization that it is entirely possible. You know, Paul talks about the body of believers and how we share and support one another. And in that, he also then goes on in Corinthians, and he talks about how those, when we suffer trials and persecutions, it's often to help us to then, in turn, assist others who go through that. And yes. Right now, we think of what can we here, in the midst of all of our blessings in the U.S., do to help the people of Afghanistan. Realize that it is entirely possible, and I pray not, but in our nation, we will come to face persecutions and trials, and our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan who have walked through it will stand beside us and support us.
Exactly. Well, we know where this is all heading, Don Schenk. I mean, look at the final chapter of Revelations is coming. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, you look and see the signs and you say, sooner than yesterday. I mean, each day we get closer and closer to it, and the signs are coming. I mean, we don't know for sure what day. Maybe God will give us a Nineveh repose, and maybe we might have an opportunity for revival in this country. I don't know. And maybe it's a different type of revival. It's an end times revival that God is orchestrating here. All I know is that we got to hang on to God, and we got to line up and be in unity, just as Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. That should be the cry of all Christians, is that we want God's kingdom, His will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Don Schenk, as always, thank you so much for coming on the show. The director of the Tide Ministry. Thank you, Don. God bless, buddy.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You'll be my bodyguard. I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
You know, there's something about this song, Adam Holtz. It just comes up every once in a while, but it is such a happy, uplifting song that we welcome it, you know. And I Brad, oh, I can't believe it. Brad, hey, it's all good, because I just feel like sometimes certain songs and certain things that uplift us happen at just the right time. And this is just one of those happy, fulfilling, head bobbing type of songs that we can all bob to and just have a moment and kind of recenter ourselves is my feeling.
I absolutely agree with that. And obviously the power of music is the power that it potentially has with our emotions. And especially research shows the songs that we bond with as teenagers, especially they stay with us for life. Nothing else is ever going to make us feel like those songs.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we just talked with Don Schenk from the Tide Ministry, and they've been doing a lot of work under the radar in Afghanistan. And this is, we saw the pictures of people trying to hang on to planes, the desperation and knowing that all hell was going to break loose, that was breaking loose across their country, and they were being overrun. And to see people desperately holding on to an airplane to try to figure out one way to get out. We saw mothers handing babies to service members, to try to save their children even. I mean, it's like, okay, I'll accept my fate, but can you save my child? I mean, the human desperation just brings you to tears, Adam.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
And this is the worst of humanity, that you go, okay, Lord, The signs are there that these are very well the last of the last days. How much longer can this happen? You know, can this kind of devastation, this inhumane treatment? I mean, here's all these young girls, for example, and amazing that here we are supposedly as America, you know, the shining light and the example to other women, you know, around the world, hashtagging this and that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it just shows you what type of substance it has when it can't even withstand something like this. And this is in incredible contrast to the God we serve. That there's no specific hashtag for Lord Almighty and the God of Heaven's Army, and which is a good thing because it's not a some sort of cultural phenomenon or surfs up type of experience, some emotional experience. God is immeasurable, He's indescribable, and He is beyond any hashtag. But more importantly, He's substantive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we know that we can count on Him. And this is our prayer for the Afghanis. And there's already, there is a Christian element that even in spite of the oppression, and I would dare say even though the Taliban thinks that they're going to have their way, there are the faithful that we need to continue to pray for and support however way we can. But I am calling on the Lord of Heaven's armies to come down and to be that difference because, sadly, God has utilized the armies and the power of America over the years. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. As Brigitte Gabriel said earlier, I think it's been a quarter of a century that our military has not won a war. And when you look at it in that perspective, you go, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We've turned our back on God. Has God turned His back on us?
Yeah. No, I think that is a provocative question, Bill. And I think, as you have said, what's needed for those who feel hopeless here is a hope that transcends the horror of what's happening. And it's hard for me to talk about the Afghan people finding hope in Christ. I'm not there. I've never experienced suffering like that. I have never experienced fear like that. And so I want to be very careful and not just blithely, passing on spiritual platitudes. But
yeah.
But for
yeah, you don't want to sound like one of those military guys that said, well, the Afghanis, they didn't put any blood, sweat, and tears into this war against the Taliban when over 60,000 have died. And, compared to what a little less than 3,000 American soldiers. That's not to minimize, what America has put in. I mean, we have put our treasure. We've put our sons and daughters on the line to liberate, the Afghani people. And and here we are today reliving something that we thought we'd never, ever relive again. And I can tell you, coming across country, across the United States, I'm in Hawaii right now, and through the airports and that. And sometimes when I travel, Adam, just as a respect and honor for my service, but others who served, I will be identified as a Marine. I wear a Marine cap. And, people, Semper Fi, and you hear the hoo-yahs down the, as you're going down the hall, and opportunity to talk with other servicemen. And I can tell you, you can see the pain in their faces over what they saw in Afghanistan. And they're just saying, if they could do it right now, we would all warrior up and we would be there and get every American out of there. I mean, this is more than a Dunkirk moment in a sense, metaphorically, you can say. But yet you have American servicemen that we're heartbroken over what happened in Benghazi and how our American personnel and military men were abandoned and were allowed to be killed there, including an ambassador. And here we've got thousands of people.
Yeah.
That it's just unconscionable how they were abandoned. And it's like, just get an Uber and get to the airport. Really?
Right.
Really? I mean, this thing... I'll tell you, I think the ramifications are so we're not even fully aware of the ramifications of what happened in Afghanistan. We're already seeing it on an international level where the international community is speaking out and really chastising this administration and the military for this debacle. And to say it's a debacle is an understatement. I mean, this is the carnage that's taking place. Young girls that are being handed over as sex trophies to the Taliban warriors. I mean, the inhumane treatment that, like you say, it's hard for us. We're in the West. I mean, we get a little hangnail and we're whining about it. I mean, this is life and death. These are people hanging on to airplanes as they're departing, you know, a public airport, and women handing their babies to, you know, to military men to do what they can to even possibly save. And not to mention, again, just like in Vietnam, people who supported us that are so desperate to get on the other side so that there's, you know, some life for them to look forward to, no matter where. But obviously it's not going to be in Afghanistan because they're targeted. The fact that the Taliban was able to access all these records of people, of the locals that supported the U.S. military, my God, I mean, that's just an instant death sentence, and that's what's happening in some cases. It's beyond heartbreaking. But I tell you, if it doesn't throw you to your knees to call out to the Lord of Heaven's armies to do what the Lord always does in things like this, I mean, there is the ultimate plan and purpose, and we only see and prophesy in part, but we know that, as you say, our hope is in the immutable God who never changes.
Yeah. And, you know, countries come and go and civilizations rise and fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And, I think that we are a nation that has been deeply, deeply influenced and shaped by the Judeo-Christian tradition. And the further we drift from that, it seems like the greater the likelihood that we can make the kind of decisions as a nation that would have been unconscionable not very long ago, Bill.
Yeah. No. Well, there's no question. We are. We're doing that. We're doing that right now. We're abandoning people that we have helped for 20 years. And this is part of the challenge that we have. You know, and Barack Obama was right. You know, elections have consequences. And this country has gone through several management changes. And with each management change, there's a different idea on how to orchestrate. This is what's so challenging to be in a war for 20 years.
Yeah.
You've got all these fingers in the pie here, and that's not the way to run a railroad.
No, it's not. And, you know, to say, well, it was going to be chaotic and we knew it was going to be difficult, oh, well. I mean, it's such a staggering, tragic travesty of a cop-out. You know, I barely even have the language to describe it.
Yeah. It seems rather callous and disconnected. Yeah. Really, and but again, you know, as I think Phil Hotzenpiller pointed out, no big surprise here, because our hearts as a nation have hardened. I mean, look at all the abortion, you know, what's going on, suicide. We're allowing drugs to come in through our southern border that are killing our kids at record amounts. I mean, it's amazing, and we're like Atlas Shrugged. You know, we're just allowing this to go through. We're allowing it to go through in many ways. We keep electing people that allow it to happen. We let them come into office, and whether or not they do it legitimately or illegitimately, well, even more so. I mean, there are people in Cuba right now that are outraged and yelling libertad. You know, they want liberty. This is a God-given right. And America needs to come together in a clear way, especially, you know, the good news about this, in a sense, Adam, if we had never experienced it, never had a taste of God-given freedom, that would be one thing. But our history is ripe with God-given freedom.
Yeah.
And sometimes we've got it right. Sometimes not so right, but we still strive, and this is what I love that our founding fathers, in order to strive for that more perfect union. Not that we're there, but that we still have an idea that there is a perfect union. And of course, you and I know where that is, and ultimately that's where we'll end up by the grace of God and His mercy. But until then, hey, there's nothing wrong with striving for it, is there?
No, I don't think so.
Just saying. Well, Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. We're all things entertainment. And when Adam's here, we get a little bonus. We talk about cultural issues. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.